Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the December 14th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the third Sunday of Advent, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. James. Be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You too must be patient. Make your hearts firm, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another, that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing before the gates. Take as an example of hardship and patience, brothers and sisters, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Ugh, I won't lie to you. This is a tough reading, especially because it comes after this beautiful, beautiful reading from the prophet Isaiah. And the main message of this reading, well, it's patience. So, lector number one paints this idyllic picture of paradise, and then you have to tell the congregation they're not going to get it for a while and need to be patient. I don't know about you, but I do not want someone else telling me I need to be patient, if that's exactly what this reading does. Oh, and think about all the kids in the pews that can't wait to open their Christmas presents. How receptive will they be to this message? So, with that disclaimer, let's get to it. I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us in this reading? What is the message of this reading? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? St. James wrote this letter to Jewish Christians living outside of Palestine. In it, he refers to the second coming of Christ. And of course, in this Advent season, we're preparing for the first coming of Christ. I see this reading having three different messages. The primary message is patience. The word patient or patience are mentioned four times. At the beginning of the reading, St. James exhorts his audience to be patient like farmers. At the end, he tells them to be patient like the Old Testament prophets. Sandwiched between these two patience segments, the second message exhorts James' readers to be strong. Make your hearts firm for the coming of the Lord. That's the reference to Christ's second coming. A quick tangent, Isaiah tells his listeners in the first reading to have firm knees. The third message follows, which says, don't judge, lest you be judged. What lessons do you get from this reading? Now let's go through James's letter. He addresses his listeners as brothers and sisters three times. I think that calls for an intimate tone to the reading. The letter starts off, be patient, brothers and sisters, until the coming of the Lord. Insert a brief pause after brothers and sisters and use an informal tone. Then James gives advice to be patient. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. He's exhorting his listeners to be patient the way a farmer is. So use a pause after the word early, then stress the word and to emphasize that waiting for the early rains isn't enough. You have to wait for the late ones too. There's an added layer of patience a farmer must have that we God's people must also possess. Next comes an exhortation to get ready for the second coming. Make your hearts firm, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. I'm making the second line of that sentence a question. Then there's a brief pause, and then is at hand is the answer to that question, another reference to Christ's second coming. Now we get to the part where we're not supposed to judge. Do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another, that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing before the gates. I sometimes think, is there someone in the congregation that needs to hear this particular message? Lots of people complain about others, spouses, kids. I remember when ours were teenagers, bosses, co-workers, the list could go on forever. Is there a way to proclaim the line, do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another, in a way that complainers might recognize themselves and change? Try memorizing this line so you can maintain eye contact, then deliver it with an expression of compassion and an intimate and conversational tone of voice. Pause before and after for added impact. Then comes the other example of patience. Take as an example of hardship and patience, brothers and sisters, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Pause slightly before and after the prophets, since who spoke in the name of the Lord ends your proclamation. Deliver it with a descending pitch. Reading it with a rising pitch infers there's more to come. So not who spoke in the name of the Lord, but who spoke in the name of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.